All right, I feel like I owe you guys extra videos because this weekend I was a little missing in action. So three videos in one day. You're very fortunate. Lucky you. The last thing I was thinking about on the way home, I'm still driving on the way home. I have a little bit of a ride from my office to my house. And I was just, my mind just travels. It's like a ping pong. It's all over the place. I'm like, it's ridiculous. Just something I thought about that I questioned for a lot of years is admission of an offense probable cause? And the answer to that is yes. So let me give you the scenario. I'm not going to go into all the different scenarios, but or admission satisfying the offense requirement, all that stuff. I'm not going to go to that for this video. It's a quick video. If you have somebody on the side of the road and you're building a reasonable suspicion, and they just break down and just say, yeah, you know what? There's 40 pounds of marijuana in the trunk. PC, man. You don't need anything else. You don't got to call a dog. You don't got to go for a warrant at that point. That trunk's yours. That car is yours. You pull a guy out of a car or a girl out of a car, you talk to them, out of nowhere, they just have you know what, there's heroin in the center console. And that center console, that interior compartment, then you're going to ask questions like, well, how much is it? What am I going to find? This way you can tie it in real nice. But if you think they're giving you the PC just for the interior compartment, and this is for New Jersey guys who are watching, not for other states, namely New Jersey, at this point, if they're breaking down and they're giving you an admission, they're more than likely, probably 99.9% of the time, now going to sign a consent to search form. So if they're saying like, yeah, look, there's four bags of heroin in the center console, more than likely, one, that's all that's going to be there. But two, don't forget that people will get small amounts of drugs to throw the cops off. So if they're telling you that, they're going to go down for a small third degree, four bag possession, which doesn't carry any jail time. Don't forget there could be 2 kilos in the trunk. There could be a hidden compartment. Don't just take that, go, okay, she admitted or he admitted it. That's cool. Like, we got him. Hey, high five. And that person's in the back of your patrol car heading back to headquarters. And they're going, cool, I'm glad I didn't catch the fucking 40 pounds of fucking meat I had in the trunk and the duffel bags. They have, it's set up like that, guys. It's set up like that. So go for that consent search. At that point, if you feel like that, it may be something that's throwing you off and they don't want to give consent to the trunk, that's really good incentive that you have something going on in the car. Back to the magic rule, the main rule. When in doubt, ask for consent, call for a canine, or apply for a search warrant. The last thing you want to do is apply for a search warrant because we have to go through that explanation to somebody before you can apply to the search warrant. I'm not going to say who, but we know those people are. That just, they're just such a spoke in the wheels of law enforcement. But anyway, that's my advice for tonight, guys. I'm on my way home now. If you need anything, reach out. I know a few people have sent me messages. I don't text and drive because the family depends on me for food. And I don't want to wreck my fucking car, wreck my home. Hopefully it's not one of those statements that I say where they're like, oh God, then he just wrapped his car on a pole and fucking died. I don't want to fucking be that guy. It was so creepy. See you guys later.